Minister of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries, Barbara Creasy, has reportedly approached the courts to review and set aside the process for the awarding of small-scale fishing rights in the Western Cape. The minister is with us now. Minister Creasy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and greetings to your listeners.
Why are you doing this?
Well, appointed as minister in 2019, I went on a roadshow and I met with several fishing communities throughout the Western Cape. And in all of those meetings, there was an absolute outcry about the process that had been followed to award the small-scale fishing rights. And in response to that outcry, I implemented an audit to assess whether the process had been appropriate in terms of the regulatory environment and its own terms and conditions. And late last year, I received the outcomes of the audit, and the audit, in fact, confirmed that communities outraged that the process was fundamentally flawed and couldn't be used in any sense for decision-making. So I have been put in the unfortunate position where I have to approach the courts, and I have to ask them to set aside the process and allow us to reconduct it.
At the time, and fishing is a very, very important part of the Western Cape economy, so it's something that filters through to us on the radio a lot. There was a feeling that people who have been fishers all their lives were being excluded in favor of the politically connected, who had no history of fishing whatsoever, and that communities who have literally generations, centuries of fishing in their blood were being excluded from fishing rights. Is this the kind of thing that the audit picked up?
Well, it didn't say whether who was connected to who, but what the audit said is that there were over 8,000 applications. Just over 2,000 were successful, so just over 6,000 were unsuccessful, and that the process did not indicate that common criteria had been applied. The forms were different, information was lost, you name it, it was wrong. and I suppose those who had that feeling of outrage audit would affirm that they were indeed correct in their feelings.
And what happens now, in the time that since the fishing rights were awarded, which is several years now, people have been exercising those fishing rights to a greater or lesser degree, I presume. Does the approach to the courts, if your approach is met with favor, does that stop them from fishing, or what happens
No.
there practically?
Look, at the moment, we've got two jurisdictions operating in the Western Cape. We've got the provisional list that was published. That's the list around which there's a lot of dissatisfaction. It's, as I say, plus minus 2,000 people. And then there would be another group of people who would be on what is called the interim relief list. So both of those groups of people who have exemption and can fish at the moment will continue to fish while the courts hear this process. Obviously it's difficult for me to say how long it will take, but I have consulted with small-scale fishing organizations. They believe that I have taken the correct decision. And if there is no opposition to this application, then I'm told it should just take a few months. But of course, and this is where I must tell you, John, I wrestled with making this decision, because if you have to reprocess nearly 9,000 applications, it's going to take time, and it's going to be at least a year. We will be able to, these are the people who have the 15-year rights.
Yeah, because it doesn't take too long, but managing the process again takes a long time. It might not take the court, or surely it takes a relatively long time. If it's going to be done better than it was done last time with all of the issues that were picked up, then it's probably not going to be able to be done quickly, which means, this sort of waiting period where not much is happening.
Well, and as I say, in the interim, we don't want to disadvantage those who are fishing at the moment, and they will continue. But as I said, I wrestled with taking this decision. It wasn't an easy decision to take, because I think that those who are entitled to rights need certainty. They need to be able to get going with the cooperatives that we will set up. They need to be able to invest, and they need to be able to earn a decent living. And so it was a very hard decision. It was not a decision that I made quickly. In fact, I took more than one legal opinion on it. But in the end, I am convinced that it is the correct decision.
Thank you very much for explaining it to us, Barbara Creasy, the Minister of Forestry and Fisheries and the Environment.